What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news from a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
Thank you for tuning in. This is the Positive Truth. We're all about fighting back that fear, that hate, bringing communities together. I'm JP. This is Tim. Tim, how are you today?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
Fabulous.
Fabulous.
Indubitably. Trying to be suave like you, Tim.
Tu sabes, tu sabes.
If you want to support the Positive Truth, like, share, subscribe, tell a friend. Helps us out so much. 5-star reviews. Help us spread this positivity. We also have a Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. In our Facebook, we post positive news stories 5 days a week. You don't even have to have a Facebook to check it out. Hit that like button. We got some more t-shirts coming and some cool things on the way. But today, we like to highlight some of our favorite positive news stories of the past month and just talk about how we can use those positive news stories to impact our communities for the better. And that's what we're doing. Me and Tim both got one. Tim, you always start, so what do you got, man?
Man, I have a pretty cool story from Zimbabwe. So, you know how we had an interview with Football Factory here in Oklahoma City? It's a similar story happening all the way over in Zimbabwe. And Kevin Mwadzi, yeah, said that name right. 24 years old, he's a waiter. And he basically funds this soccer academy with his tips from this waiting job. The reason he decided to do this, when he was a kid, his mom didn't support his soccer dreams. So he decided, now that he's older, he wants to give back to his community by taking his entire wage and putting it into the soccer academy, which the soccer academy has 43 youths in 3 different age groups, which is 12 and under, 14 and under, and 16 and under. All he wants to do is help these kids live out a dream that they might have so they can get to a better place. A lot of these kids are focused on education or things that they may not be interested in, and he just wants to give them an outlet to focus on soccer if they want it. And I thought it was amazing.
For free, right?
Yeah, he does this for free. He works his butt off, does this academy, and he does it all for free just so these kids can have some type of a chance to fulfill their dreams. And that's amazing, man. There's so many people that are doing this here in Oklahoma City, and we've got to meet them. We've even brought them on the show and talked to them because they're starting something brand new. And to see that this is going on all the way across the world is beyond inspiring to me. It makes me want to do a little bit more in my own community to see somebody working so hard to give back to his.
So check out that Football Factory interview. It was in August. I think it was in August when it came out.
Yeah.
Check that out. Football Factory is doing awesome things here. They're bringing the community together.
Absolutely.
Through soccer. That's what Calvin's doing. Absolutely awesome. And like whenever we first talked about this, you said that's what we're doing because we're both servers. We're not making any money off this. We're trying to bring the community together. So what would you say we can learn from this positive news story to impact our own communities?
When you're passionate about something, passionate about giving back, follow your heart. I know it sounds easier said than done, but
it's always easier said than done.
Remember when we started this, man, we were sitting somewhere else inside this building and we didn't know what we were talking about. The nerves were there. And we're all these years later, we have more listeners. We're becoming more positive people. We're those positive friends, like you said. So the advice I would get from this is when you believe in yourself and you believe in something, even if you may not know the answer right then and there, but stay true to it, because one day you're going to be able to use that tool. Just like with soccer, he never became a professional soccer player, but he still used that tool to start this academy and help these kids, you know, get to their next step, next level of soccer.
So stand on the side of good and believe in it.
Tu sabes.
So, like that, Tim, my favorite positive news story we've done from the past month is actually going to be a video. If you're watching our video version right now, it's going to be somewhere in here. Ah. Cue the lightning out of Tim's hands.
He's going to forget, man.
I don't think so. He's doing the editing. Anyway, so it's about Moody, Alabama. It's about a custodian named Eugene, and he was just doing his job. And then on National Custodians Day, they asked him, like, oh, kid threw up in the cafeteria. He goes in there, and they got every kid in the whole elementary school to, like, throw a surprise party just for Eugene.
Man, that's dope.
So Eugene was just, he has 5 kids of his own. Gives all the kids high fives and fist bumps, asks them how their day is going. All the teachers and kids love them. So on National Custodians Day, they're like, oh, we should give back to him. We appreciate what you're doing. And if you see the video, really awesome. It's actually on our Twitter. TPT underscore podcast. And it's just an awesome video of positivity. Like, Eugene's crying. You got 1,000 kids giving you high fives. Like, kind of hard not, like, cry in that moment.
Right.
It's just an awesome video about appreciation. And we always talk about it whenever we're doing a Wednesday, Friday episodes. Like, one thing you're grateful for. Because you often overlook it. Like, we underappreciate so many things. So many things. And just taking that step and just being like, hey, I appreciate this. I appreciate you. Or like you and our super producer JoJo like to say, like, just find any excuse to party and get together. Just like appreciate each other. And that's what I'm taking away from this awesome positive news story with the video somewhere around here.
That video was pretty amazing. I definitely watched that and I was in awe.
Like, it's an awesome video. It's just appreciating each other. Just going out of your way to telling somebody, like, hey, I appreciate you.
Absolutely.
Can you imagine, Tim, if the next year we just got notes and we're like, instead of 52 thank you notes, and like once a week you could give somebody a thank you note, like, hey, I appreciate what you've done with XYZ.
Definitely would make some people's day, for sure.
Absolutely. That's just something so simple we can all do is spread some positivity in the community. Especially when there's nothing you want in return. Like, it's really easy to be nice to people, but like your boss, like, I don't want to get fired. You know what I mean? But when you're being nice and appreciative of someone that like can give you no benefit, that's the ultimate feeling. Like, those people will never forget it.
Agreed.
So that's what I took from this positive news story. Shout out to those kids too. Shout out to the elementary school. Shout out to Alabama, because, you know, we don't do a lot of positive news stories.
I was about to say, yeah, we need to send some love, man.
We'll send some love to Alabama. And those are two of our favorite positive news stories from the past month. We'll be back on Wednesday, Friday with six positive news stories and our little appreciation thing we always do. Tim, do you have a quote?
Yes, sir. The way to get started is to quit talking and begin doing. Walt Disney.
That's what's up.
That's all I got, man.
Just wondering what inspired you to do a Walt Disney quote.
Dude, I love Disney, man. This is that time of the year where I start watching all the Disney movies from when I was a kid and just like think about the good days, graham crackers and naps.
I'm not gonna say anything because the last time we talked about this, I ruined Touché. Lion King. I ruined Touché. Lion King for you, so.
Oh man, I'll still watch it though. I'm ready to watch it with my daughter too, man. We can go all day with that.
Did you see the new Aladdin trailer?
I didn't. I did not. Is it good?
I mean, it's only like 1 minute. I guess it's like a teaser trailer. You know, we've reached like different levels when we're doing teaser trailers, and then movies.
Touché.
Anyway.
I'm cool with the teaser trailer, though. My bad.
We'll be back soon with more positive news stories. Until then, we're out.
Stay positive.